Welcome to this latest edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and we're here with Michelle Mauney, the Director of Legal Logistics at King & Wood Mallesons in Australia. We're happy to have you here, Michelle.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
The customer is always right is a mantra most of us are familiar with, but providing exemplary service to clients within legal requires direction, advice, transparency, and much more. In an increasingly competitive landscape, law firms need to recognize the needs of their clients and how every aspect of their operations affect clients. Michelle, how can a firm's internal processes affect a client's level of satisfaction?
Client satisfaction is driven by all the elements of service contribute to a single service experience. So the challenge is not that all clients value these the same equally. Different clients have different things that they actually value more. And I think it's difficult to often isolate the internal process from the external one when it comes to client satisfaction. So it's really important that it's looked as a whole rather than components. And exactly how do you measure that? If your client's unhappy with your service experience, would your client really be able to identify if it was due to an internal process or just a combination of things? So for us, I think client satisfaction is like a jigsaw. Think of it like doing a puzzle. If a piece is missing, you don't really care which piece it is. The puzzle's not complete. And so you don't often know which puzzle you've also lost. So it's important about investing time to actually finish that puzzle and to get your desired result. So ensuring that processes that do touch clients, and often some of these are quite obvious and some of them are less obvious, making sure that there is thought given to and there are quality controls around and there are processes around that to ensure that quality is given at a client level. So often I think we just look generally and think that, you know, all clients want the same, but in my experience, you actually need to look at the pieces of jigsaw and actually see what your clients are looking for.
And how does a firm's technology play a role in providing that exemplary customer service that clients expect?
The technology on its own, as we all know, is of little value. It's really how we use it and how we apply it and manage it that really gives a great client service experience. So you need to have a really good understanding of what problem is that you're solving with the technology. And that's often not necessarily the problem that is probably at hand. It might be other issues that are coming out. So you need to really understand what that is. The second piece is, does the client want scale, flexibility? You know, are they looking for multi-language capability? Is there some specific billing requirements? Is it the data that they're looking for? Technology can add so many layers, so it's really understanding what are the pieces that, in fact, the technology will give. It's really easy to give all the bells and whistles and lacking the understanding of what is the client actually looking, what problem are they solving. And then the next piece is really there are lots of new technologies, and I think understanding what those new technologies can bring and then routing that back to what is the problem you're trying to solve. And then the examples of that, I think great examples where technology has solved some problems would be like predictive coding. There's some really cute translation software that makes life much easier for multilingual documents. And there's lots of client satisfaction and data analysis that can be drawn with clients that clients are getting access to. So clients increasingly will have a view of whether they did get value for money and looking at the data. So I think it's what problem are you trying to solve is the key piece of the technology.
So what are the top three things a firm can do to improve client satisfaction?
I think the absolute first and foremost, and we're a firm that is very committed to project management and Lean Six Sigma, so for us it's really understanding the problem that your client is trying to solve, so really being clear on what that is. And it's most likely to be a commercial problem with a legal dimension, not just a legal problem. And then translate that understanding into a scope which is agreed with the client, whether it be delivering of a system, whether it be a matter, you know, or a case. It's really about understanding what it is that they're trying to solve. The second thing is understanding what value means to your client. We're often really quick to jump off and start action and activity, but in fact what we need to know is what are they willing to pay for, what are they less willing to pay for, and then deliver exactly what your client wants, no more, no less. You really need to hit the nail every time and be very clear on what that is. And then the third thing is understand that change is inevitable when managing matters and working with clients, so you need to have in place ways to anticipate and be proactive about the changes that occur and running a matter on track and making sure your client's informed along the way. So the key three things is understanding the problem, understand what value means to your client, and then really understand that change is inevitable and be proactive about that.
Well, that's certainly great insight for ILTA's members. And that brings us to the end of our time. So I want to thank all of our listeners. We hope you join us again next time. And Michelle, we really appreciate you sharing your time and input with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope that it was useful.